There is a god brother of mine who lives in the Bhaktivedanta Sadhana Ashram. It's a ashram which is situated just before Giriraj. When you walk on a parikrama around Govardhan, when you have just left the busy Govardhan town behind you, maybe 200 meters, this ashram comes on the left side. It is also known as the Govardhan Palace. Has anyone of you seen this ashram? May I have a quick... Yes. It is on the left side. So, inside this ashram, from the beginning, there were monkeys. And later, one god brother of mine took the responsibility to be both managerially and spiritually behind this ashram. And he is chanting, as far as I know, every day 64 rounds. He is his name is Keshava Bharati Das Goswami, and he found out something which probably all those who chant extra rounds find out, that is how to internalize the mantra and how to make it more deep. And I want to do today a guided meditation with you and help you to experience this. So, he has written, "Over the years, what I find most important in attentive chanting is to focus on where I vibrate the name from. When I watch devotees chant or when I watch myself chant, I sometimes chant from the mind or even sometimes from the lips." What he is referring to is that space from which we come. You remember we had this lesson about the internal space. I want to chant you what it means to chant from the lips. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. That means it's a very physical exercise. Now I want to chant when I come from the mind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I think you could understand. That is when you chant from the mind. But what I found most effective is to vibrate the name deeply within the throat, and then to bring that sound vibration to where the soul resides, the heart. By vibrating the name deeply in this way, to the point where the name is coming from, that is the heart itself, one can feel the presence of the name throughout one's being. From that position, it's naturally much easier to concentrate without distraction and to taste the pleasure of chanting. Just the pleasure of chanting itself is a wonderful experience, and hopefully that will be the platform where I can more and more think of the form, qualities, and eventually the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. I tend to be a heart person, so chanting for me means developing my personal relationship with the name by chanting it as intimately as possible. And this is the way I find most effective. I vibrate the name deeply in my vocal cords, feel that vibration spreading through my body, my being, and then draw that sound into my heart so that my chanting is centered directly from there. Do you understand what he is talking about, or don't you understand? You can understand. Do you have any experience yourself from chanting by chanting from the platform of the mind? That is an affirmative laughter. So, yes. Do you have any experience of chanting from the heart? Also, I also have this experience. Lalita Madhava, you have? Both, yes. So I would now like to guide you to chant from the heart in a very simple exercise, and then we will do a 10-minute exercise, and then we will chant. So please first, I request you, let us do an exercise which will help us to hear the holy name very nicely. It looks a little bit funny, I agree, but we don't have video cameras here. It is when you chant and you just bring your left hand a little bit like this and chant into the palm of the left hand and have the ear a little bit, you see, a little bit forward. Please feel comfortable, no one will look at you. And I request you to chant now into your ear. Into this. You should hear it very clearly. You will be amazed, if not shocked, how clear you hear it. You have to make a little experiment how close you come and so on. So please do this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Lalita Madhava, look at me. You have to bring the ear a little bit forward, like, you know, this ear, and just bend it a little. And you should hear it very loud. Who hears it very loud? It works, huh? Vijay, you hear? We go one step deeper now. Remember this what Keshava Bharati Maharaj has introduced us to. Now we will bring the chanting to the throat area. The way, that's where the vocal cords are. The way you do this is you chant and you bring your attention just here. The way I do it as a simple person is I bring my attention to what I call in my language the sound factory. You know, there's a factory here with vocal cords, dum 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 boom 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 boom, like a xylophone, boom 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. So I bring the attention here, and you will see how the chanting will become more powerful, and you will find it more penetrating through your body, more moving through your body, more expanding through your body. Please do this without the aid of your, I call it the telephone. Please do it without the telephone, but if you need the telephone because you can't hear yourself, you can do it maybe for 30 seconds or half or a minute or so, huh? That sometimes helps. Maybe you have seen this with some older devotees when you can see how they for a moment bring their telephone here. But are you all sure did you have this loud effect? Yeah? Who didn't have the loud effect? All good. When you cover the ear, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah, that's something else. That's an internal sound. You can do it if you wish, but I wanted to just give the devotees the experience of the sound entering with them. Here, nothing can enter. You hear the bones vibrating when you do it like this. It's good that you do the exercises as they are told to you, because you know they are so scientific. You have there's a 5 years of work is behind this with many good devotees. So it's come out of your habitual zone, so to say. But anyways, most of you have done it. So now no more this, but concentrating on the vocal cords. Yeah, you will have to do it because we go much deeper than this. We are just starting a journey, and if someone of you is not on the starting point, I can't bring them where I wish to bring you. So you please have to do what you are told. Okay, so start now, please. It's very, very simple. Just think, it's only an exercise. You won't do this when you chant, but because I want to bring you to a certain place, you please do this. Bring your attention to where the sound is produced. Yes? Sorry. We can all chant on our own. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Yama, Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Think of the vocal cords. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Yama, Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. See your vocal cords as if it is some chords, some strings. See the air which goes there and moves them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. It helps to chant in a deep voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Yama, Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Yama, Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Yama, Rama, Ram, 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 Hari, 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 Krishna, Hari, Krishna, 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 Hari, 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 Ram, 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 Hari, Hari. Very good. Some of you do it very well. Now be with the vibration. We want to meditate on the vibration. It's all about vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Yama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Yama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. If you want more concentration, you might do this telephone hearing again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Yama. But you want to be in the vibration. And the vibration is where the vocal cords are, in your throat. Ram, Ram, Hari, 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 Krishna, Hari, Krishna, 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 Hari, Hari, Ram, Ram. Bring your concentration to the vocal cords, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Yama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Yama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Yama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Yama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare.
Thank you very much. Now we go to where we actually want to arrive. We go to the heart space. There are many quotations of Prabhupada where he says we should chant from the heart. We should place a diamond throne in our heart where Krishna is. So I request you to do one of two things according to what is easier for you. The first thing is, I request you as you chant to go with your attention from the throat area into the heart area. And in this way, see that the vibration can come through all of your body, really, through your whole being, I should say. Have you ever heard Tibetan monks chant? Have you seen? They never get sick because this vibration goes through the whole body. They do this even in the coldness. I saw them once when I was in Tibet, and I also sat with them and said, I will also chat with you, but I will chat Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. So the idea here in this exercise is let the vibration go through the whole body. And the way you can do this in a simple way is you can think from your throat, from where the vibration is produced, from making the sound vibration, you go into the heart area. If you want a more advanced technique, that's what I do. I do something which is not so mechanical. You can also look at the deities. I believe this is better, for instance, for our Sridhar. You should do this, Sridhar. You should look at the deities and try to then close your eyes and see the deities in your heart. This is usually what we do. It will be, for some of you I know, who have not meditated before they came to Krishna consciousness. Meditation is a little new, but don't worry, everyone meditates. You do this when you think of prasadam. You have prasadam is not in the room here, in the temple room, but you think of it and it's a picture inside of you. Wow, hopefully they serve pizza. Hare Krishna! Philip and Anuradha, Dobro Doshli, please sit with us. Everyone meditates. It's something so regular. You think of something and it appears in the heart. So you can use the deities for this exercise. I mean, use sounds not... we don't use the deities. I'm sorry to say it so bad. But you could look at the deities and then close your eyes and see. After then maybe nothing comes. Then you look again with open eyes. And after some time, you will see the deities in the heart. And that's when you meditate, when you are in a meditative state. All right. So first thing, maybe you want to experiment between the two. First, do this mechanical thing, that you go from the center of the vibration into the heart. and then do the more spiritual thing, where you look at the deities and invite the deities to come into your heart. The idea or the goal of this exercise is to chant not from the lips, not to have lip deep chanting, also not, we don't want to chant from the mind, no. We want to chant from a fixed location, the location which is best for bhakti, the location of the heart. Yes? Again, if it's difficult and you lose it, you always have the very, very... I think Krishna just gave us an ear and a hand to do this telephone chanting. You know, this is amazing. It centers you so easily. Isn't it? I think Krishnaji, when you did it and you do it already since many years, it centers you means it brings you just in contact with yourself, with what's going on. This is, your body is there, your voice is there, and your mind is there. And this brings everything just together and you're almost the first time I'm not sure that all of you do it correctly. This is a, it should be so loud that you go like, wow, oops, where's the sound coming from? It's really loud. I mean, really intense if you do it rightly. So, once again, first level, chant, hear the sound, go to the throat, go to the heart. I think, why don't we first do this, otherwise it gets complex. Let us do this and then I give you a ring and then we just do the heart. Because if everyone does the same thing together, it gives us strength. That's why we are in yoga also all in the same position, same alignment, then the yogic atmosphere is there. Isn't it, Sasha? We feel some more strength. So okay, first thing. I'm sorry to be I'm a little bit sleepy today. What to do? Hear the sound, go to the Vishuddha chakra, and then go to the Anahata chakra. Okay? Yes? How to go here. Yes. See, it has to do with the chakras, ultimately, what we do here. But then it really gets complex. So let us be simple. Well, we all know what is hearing, right? Now the next thing is, what does it mean to produce a sound? Oh, I have an idea. This is how to do it very simple. Let us produce a hum. It's fun to do this. Let me first do it. You close your ears. And first, you watch me. You know, this is, what is this called, Malini Priya? Is it the earlobe? No, the earlobe is this. Who's a biologist? It's the little piece of meat here, which is, it's, you do it when you take a bath underwater. You know, the Indians always do it. When you don't want water to come in the ear. Okay, so, you produce a deep hum and then you will feel it, Leelananda. Do please do it. Could you feel the vibration? It worked. Yeah, it's different. So now, this is when we chant, we want to feel this here and then go to the heart. Okay? Is it clear? I'm a little bit, you know, I must tell you very honestly, because we are now a family. I'm trying to bring you in a fast way to very deep secrets, where there is volumes of information behind it. But while I do it, I always feel it's ultimately not about the technique. I feel almost that I'm, you know, but because we are not yet so realized, we have to start somewhere to experience something, and then we can experience the real thing. First we experience a little something, and then we experience the real thing. That's the whole idea. So now, please go from the sound, go just deeper. Imagine you are a well, and you want to come to the bottom of the well, which is the bottom of the heart. Not like our Keshava Bharati Goswami is saying, we want to go deeper to chant, and then from the heart, and then it goes through the whole body, through the whole being. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Please, from time to time, look at the deities. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. From time to time, close your eyes and see the deities inside your heart. Close the eyes and see the deities inside your heart. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. See them in the heart like you see a dear person. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, I will now request you that we use the next half an hour. It's important that we use this together, that we stay in this room and together chant in our original speed, the way we chant, our own individual thing. And we try to, during this time, this half an hour, try to just bring the chanting deeper. That means, try to do it that the mantra will pervade us, no? Will go through us. This is a very important exercise, and I will not talk more now, because we want to stay in the place where we are now. Mm-hmm. So I will give you a sign when we stop. Mm. Yes. I know some of you have to go with the boat. See you very soon again. Hare Krishna. Have a good journey. Thank you so much for coming and giving pleasure to our heart. Hare Krishna. Damayanti, no, Dhiramati is not allowing you to go. Okay, Hare Krishna, Sretanbhut, Hare Krishna. So please chant now in what you have learned. First, we hear the sound, then we go deeper, And as we go deeper, we try to bring some devotional feeling to us. That is, we chant in a prayerful mood to the deities. We chant in a way that we have some relationship to you. And so, start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, I want to thank you very, very much for really chanting excellent rounds. Very nice. You are really fine-tuning. You're chanting like an expert musician fine-tunes his skills to play on a violin or trumpet. It's an exercise which we do, and it's an exercise in bringing our chanting to deeper and more attentive levels. But let us always keep in mind that to chant the pure holy name is really an act of mercy from Krishna. We can do as many techniques as we wish. Ultimately, we should simply beg Krishna, please, my dear Lord, let me chant the holy name. Please give the pure holy name to me. By this exercise, we just show Krishna maybe that we really want to chant better. But the ultimate pure holy name will always remain a gift by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. I would like to now call this session to an end. We will have one last yoga session by Sasha in about 5 minutes time, where you can change if you will your clothes and everything. And I believe there was something which you wanted to announce, am I correct? Yes, so please get the microphone.